Hey, and welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out. Appreciate you. We are brought to you by Remy Martin. Someone stepped up to me at the Benny's in Orlando and was like, I didn't realize that that was the logo. Yeah, this is the Remy Martin logo. So when you see me with the jacket or with the cap, now you know. Now you know what to look for. There it is. Shout out to Remy Martin. We are continuing expanding our relationship, which is great. I am going to do a week of Super Bowl stuff. There'll be some analysis thrown in, but I was hoping that what I could do is from my experience and maybe the experience of others, depending on who I can get to come jump on the podcast, that I could take you into what it's like to cover a Super Bowl. And it's a lot of fun. Honestly, let me just say this. It's way more fun if your team isn't in the Super Bowl. So I've had two different experiences. One covering the Bears in 2007, and then covering for my buddy JJ Stankovic, who was on paternity leave back in 2020. And NBC Sports Chicago was like, hey, do you want to go down to Miami for a week and cover the Super Bowl and do podcasts and stuff? And we can make it easy for you to do your radio show down there if that's what you want to do. And I was like, hell yeah, that sounds like my type of party. So I went and I covered it and it was fun. Which one do you want first? All right, I'll give you 2020 first. Media Day is fascinating. And it's changed. And I'll explain some of the change when I talk about covering the Bears on Media Day. I like covering big events. And part of the reason that I like covering big events is because it gives me an opportunity to catch up with some people that maybe I haven't had a chance to see in a while. Friends of mine who cover other teams. And usually the big companies will converge on whatever the Super Bowl city is because there's some sort of connection. Like in 2020 with the Chiefs, you had Dave Tobe down there, and that was right when we started talking about whether or not Devin Hester was going to be a Hall of Famer. So you had him down there, obviously following the story of Patrick Mahomes because of the Mitch Trubisky thing. Robbie Gould was kicking for San Francisco back then. So there were, if you needed to do coverage for Chicago, and a lot of media sites, that's what they do. You try and find someone on the roster that has a connection to your team. You try and tell their story, and maybe it's interesting to your readers or your television or radio audience. The other part is like covering the game. And usually what happens is the folks who are not in the game, if you're covering from a market, like let's say you're Chicago and you're watching Kansas City and San Francisco, you're not there for the game. When you get all of that stuff is going to be available, all the video and all that other stuff is going to be available for whomever your entity is. Now, I will say that one of the big regrets to me of the contraction of sports media in the last 10 years, but let's call it the last 5 years, is that a lot of outlets don't do the big events as much as they should. And I think it's easier to do it. I'll give you an example. Like, I hate that the score is not there. Tony asked me if the score was going to be there, and I was like, nope. It's not even a thought. It's not in the budget. But here's my thing. What we used to do was probably out of pocket. Like, you're not going to send all three daytime shows down there for a week of shows if the Bears are not in it. You're just not. But here's what I would do. And granted, I am in charge of a very small media company. You're enjoying this media company, but I'm still really the only employee. But my nephew Price Tag has jumped in and he's been helping out, but he has a life beyond this. Anyway, the idea of sending a whole crew down there, and you would need a whole crew. Like if we were going to go, it'd be similar to what happens when we go to Circa. And Circa puts us up, so that's easier. And it would be me, Shane, Tanny, Speaks, probably Connor or Jenna, so that someone's there to do the video stuff as well for all the stuff that we do on Twitch. So that's five people. Five times. There's five people there. So you've got to lodge all of those people. And I don't know if you ever booked rooms for Super Bowl City, but that costs a lot of money. So I get that. Now multiply that by three, because then you're talking about if the score was to go Dan, Layla, Marshall, and probably Ray, Morning Show, Mully, Haw, Dustin. It's a lot of people. And just the hotel bills alone would be more than what it's worth in return to get back, okay? Here's my thing. I would send one, I would put it in the budget for one person. It would be worth it, like even to pay out of pocket, to pay one person to go down there. And maybe I'll do this for next year's Super Bowl. I'll just pay for someone to go. One person, have your best booking producer. So for the score, it would be Shane. Have Shane down there. You set up a Comrex unit on Radio Row. Usually, you have to go through the NFL or the building sites engineer anyway. So you have them set it up. All we need with a Comrex unit is an Ethernet connection. And then Shane sets up, you know, a phone to put the person on Twitch. We zoom that in. And then you get that person. He tells us who it is. And then they jump on. We'd be like, hey, on Speed Going Homes today, we're going to talk with, I don't know, Shannon Sharp. Uncle Shay is, because that actually, he did sit down with me. And that's what I did. I was down there by myself for NBC. Well, no, I wasn't by myself, but I was recording like by myself down there. So there's a way around it. I do wish that the industry would be a little bit more creative when it comes to being at some of these big events, whether it's the Super Bowl or NBA All-Star. I think that it can make your station bigger. And when you're talking about content, the week of the Super Bowl, the game analysis, and we'll have all of our experts on throughout the week, the game analysis is one thing. Getting the feel, the mystique of what the Super Bowl week is like, I think ends up being worth it.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspace with a 6,000 lumen, 3-panel LED light from GT Light. It's 7 times brighter than traditional incandescent light bulbs and features 3 adjustable panels, allowing you to shine light where you need it most. Stock GT Light LED utility bulbs are on sale. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money at
Menards. Now let me jump down off of my soapbox and talk to you about what it's like there. Media Day is a zoo. And I personally like it because it's so outside my comfort zone. What they did in Miami 5 years ago is they had it at the Marlins Stadium. So I was able to cross off the Marlins Stadium. I was able to walk all the way around. I got an intimate view of the Marlins Park, or whatever the hell it's called. They have you there, and what happens is you have an hour to get all the stuff done that you need to get done. So what they do is they take the Chiefs, and they introduce the Chiefs, and the Chiefs come out, And then everyone is up. You can talk to everybody. And the way that they'll have it is they'll have like six or seven seats. So like Patrick Mahomes will have a seat. Andy Reid will have a seat. Travis Kelce will have a seat. Chris Jones will probably have like a seat. And then everyone can molt box in and they can screen questions or ask weird stuff or put on a wedding dress or whatever else they want to do. Then there are guys just kind of standing around. Like that's how I caught up with Tobe. He was just standing there. And most people, like, they know he's Dave Tobe, but they weren't really talking to him, but Chicago was. And he was great. He was great. So you do that, you get your video, you get your B-roll, you get some of the stuff on camera that maybe NFL Network, because NFL Network is kind of jumping from place to place, and you're getting it. And then that hour's up, timer goes off, the Chiefs walk off the field, the 49ers walk onto it, and then clock starts again, and you got an hour. And you go around, and not a lot of people were talking to Robbie Gould, but Chicago was. And then you go talk with Robbie Gould. Was Mike Kafka, too, when he was with Kansas City? Like people were talking with him. So I think that it's valuable. I think it can be a lot of fun. It's way different when it's your team. That's when it's annoying. So I do understand if your media from Philly or your media from Kansas City, what you're doing is different. Your coverage of it is going to be different. It's going to be a little bit more specific. Now, they have media events every day during the Super Bowl. And usually, like, the coach talks every day. A bunch of selected players talk. So it's not like you're not going to get access. But I do understand, like, the frustration with the cartoonish nature sometimes of Super Bowl media day when you're a city that's covering your team. We had that back in 2007. And I actually really like that one. That one they had at Hard Rock Stadium. I don't think it was called Hard Rock back then, though. And that was cool because everyone was in the stands. There are a couple people that were on the field, but I remember talking with Howard Moore. He was just sitting there, and I got a chance to talk offense with him, and it was great. It's a circus. Like, the world is covering the Super Bowl. So you hear different languages and different cultures have different ways that their media interacts. So the NFL they've got to have their best people out there handling it because you don't want a bad, awkward, viral moment. There are plenty of good, awkward, viral moments that have happened, but you don't want it to be some misunderstanding or something ugly. It's also cool for me to interact with folks that I haven't seen in a while or people who cover other teams. And even the folks that are there to cover, in this case, Kansas City or Philly, you can get a little bit more in-depth knowledge from talking to people who cover it. And it helps you when you come back to your city and you talk about the game writ large. But it's a blast, man. Like, and they put you on buses too. Like, this is the other thing. The NFL has got this running like a well-oiled machine, no matter what city that they're in. So they have a bunch of hotels set up for the media. In Miami, I was in Mid Beach. So not North Beach, not South Beach, but Mid Beach. And Marlins Park is way far away from that. But they have, like, you walk outside. And then there's a shuttle for all the media members. You show your media pass, and then you head out to go cover the Super Bowl. And that's a cool thing, too, because you never know who you're on a bus with. Like, I love Damon Amendola, man. Shout out to my guy, D.A. When I was covering the Final Four a few years ago, DA and I were sitting on the bus together. And so we were just kicking it. And that's kind of fun, too. And allows you to grow your Rolodex and get different people on because they remember having a good conversation with you. There's a lot of value in it. I miss it. I went and covered SEC Media Days this year, and it was similar, and I really enjoyed it. It's one of those things, and being in Miami is dope too. You know, you get it's a lot of work, but it can be, if done right, it can be a huge reward for people who work hard for you. And I think it's worth the expense. I really do. Like, there are other events too, like the Combine or the Senior Bowl, where the connections that are made are really valuable, even if they don't bear fruit in that moment. And sometimes in a bottom line business, you have to show to bosses, hey, this resulted in this, and this is why we pay. Sometimes it's a month or a year down the line when that stuff bears fruit, when you get an analyst on that you really, really like because they had a great conversation with you on the bus, or while you were waiting for Andy Reid to talk, you got off a good line and they responded. I think it's a valuable tool. I do think it's a lot of fun. Highly recommend, like 10 out of 10, like for real. I really enjoy those events. And I think it's really good for people who are starting out in the business too. So you can see it. Like, even the production of getting your credential and finding where your place is. One of the best things for me for covering a Super Bowl, I was right in front of the Le Batard show. They run Miami. They run it. And I was right in front of them. So I had the chance to watch them do how they do. I'm a huge fan of Dan's and Stu Gatz. And I got to take a picture with Stu Gatz. And we got to talk about Chicago. And he was at the time. He's like, yeah, you know, I think my daughter is going to be pretty good. And she might end up playing at Northwestern. And look, here we are. She's playing at Northwestern. It's those type of interactions that you can't. It's hard to replicate, and it's fun. So I hope that gives you a little bit of insight, and I hope next year the score goes to the Super Bowl. Just send Shane. Send him down there. I forgot where next year is, but send him down there. Some good things can happen, man. Trust me. All right, I hope you enjoyed that. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, come through. Come through. On our YouTube page, all right? Cool? We Gucci? Talk to you next time. Peace.
Save big money on your next project at Menards. Brighten up your garage or workspace with a 6,000 lumen 3-panel LED light from GT Light. It's 7 times brighter than traditional incandescent light bulbs and features 3 adjustable panels allowing you to shine light where you need it most. Stock GT Light LED utility bulbs are on sale. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save.